Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The latest estimates of the Global Coral Reef Monitoring Network state that 20% of the coral reefs around the world are regarded as effectively lost, that is, damaged beyond repair. Another 24% of the remaining reefs are at critical status, high to very high threat of destruction if we do nothing, and only 50% are currently classified as low risk. The majority of reef loss or damage is not deliberate. Coral reefs are being degraded by an accumulation of stresses arising from human activities. In simple terms, stresses can be grouped by the actions of people extracting material from and placing materials on coral reefs. Overfishing, pollution, and coastal development top the list of chronic stressors. However, long-term changes in the oceans and atmosphere, such as rising sea temperatures and levels of CO2 that reduce coral calcification, and other acute stresses from severe storms, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions also affect reefs negatively. In many situations, chronic stresses are overwhelming the resilience or capacity for self-repair of reef communities. Some coral reefs are covered with sand, rock, and concrete to make cheap land and stimulate economic development. Others are dredged or blasted for their limestone or to improve navigational access and safety. Currently, the stresses of greatest concern are overfishing and destructive fishing methods. Aggressive fishing methods hurt coral reefs, especially in South and Southeast Asia, where fishermen commonly dynamite reefs and inject cyanide into the water. Both these methods stun the fish, making them easier to catch. The fishermen say they have no other option if they are to compete with trawlers and overcome a smaller supply of fish because of previous overfishing. Some estimates indicate that 90% of the coral reefs in the Philippines have been harmed so much that they can probably never recover. Dynamiting and poisoning reefs are blatant approaches. Less obvious is the damage caused by overfishing. This is a problem in many parts of the world. Many people know the problems that cod and salmon fishermen have faced with a smaller supply. However, overfishing of certain species near coral reefs can easily affect the reef's ecological balance and biodiversity. For example, overfishing in herbivorous fish can also lead to high levels of algae growth. One method of reducing overfishing and destructive fishing methods is the implementation of marine protected areas, or MPAs, in order to promote responsible fishery management and habitat protection. Much like the designation of national parks and wildlife refuges, potentially damaging extraction activities are prohibited. The objectives of MPAs are both social and biological, including restoration of coral reefs, aesthetic maintenance, increased and protected biodiversity, and economic benefits. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.